It's time for John Paul, the car doctor, on North Shore 1049. Call today with your car questions, comments, or concerns. 1-800-370-1049. That's 1-800-370-1049. John Paul, the car doctor.
And good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Car Doctor program on North Shore 1049. My name is John Paul, the car doctor, here to help you with your car problems on this Saturday morning. Hopefully you've recovered from a turkey coma or whatever happens. Too much tryptophan. It's the only time I get to use the word tryptophan. Biff, you use tryptophan much in general conversation?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Do you use the word tryptophan much in general conversation?
A multi-syllable word like that? Just about never. Yeah.
Never, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, two syllables is probably my max, John.
Okay.
So,
right,
yeah, no, I wouldn't even try that one, no.
Yeah, well, hopefully you get over your tryptophan coma, so...
However, I still feel like I'm somewhat in a coma, but that could be from a variety of different reasons,
Well...
A topic for a different day.
Exactly. We'll save that for Breaking Bread with Joe Piantedosi.
You
can chat with him about that. Exactly. Welcome to the After Thanksgiving Car Doctor Radio Show. We're live, as always, on... North Shore 1049. I think we've been live all the time except for, I think, Jimmy, our announcer, and Guy. I don't know. What is he exactly?
He's in charge of everything.
Award-winning. Award-winning.
And, oh, by the way, award-winning producer.
Award-winning Jimmy Carter. Right.
I mean, the guy does it all here.
Yeah, he does. And anyway, so, but we have a great show planned for today. We have Paul Bresnik. He is a General Motors ASEP instructor. We'll figure out what ASEP is in a minute. And former graduate of Mass Bay Community College. We have that coming up. I think we're going to be, we may hear from my former producer, Dennis, Big D, maybe calling in a little bit later with a car question. And just some other stuff in news that's worth talking about. But right now, let's go to Paul Bresnik. Paul, good morning, and welcome back to the Car Doctor program.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. So first thing we need to clear up is the four-letter acronym ASEP. What does that mean?
That stands for Automotive Service Education Program. It's a college-based two-year associate degree program General Motors crafted back in the late 70s, early 80s.
And it is for, it's not designed primarily for students that have gone through high school VOTEC programs, but it sort of works nicely when that happens, right?
It does. You know, what works the best is if they already have a job at a sponsoring GM dealership, and the dealership has had the opportunity to test drive the student in high school and see how they are and see if they can put their cell phone down for 5 minutes while they work on a car.
Now you're not an old guy, but you just sounded like an old guy just then.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I graduated from Mass Bay General Motors ASEP in 1987.
Oh, okay. But it is kind of interesting that you see kids today, and not just kids, you see all kinds of people that they can't seem to get away from their cell phone for more than 5 minutes at a time. And you know, I was in a shop one day, and there was a guy putting I think he was replacing the intake manifold in an Audi S4, which is a job that I would never take on my best days. And
right.
he had his phone out, but he was taking all kinds of pictures. And I kind of said, well, that's a really good idea. So you can figure out where all the stuff goes when you need to put it all back together again.
Yeah, you and I came from the days of you punch holes in the cardboard and put the bolts in so you know where the bolts go when you put it back together.
Absolutely, my writing has never improved since grammar school. So even sometimes I'd write things next to all those bolt holes, and I go, "What does that say exactly?" But exactly. But one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, besides talking about Mass Bay Community College and the automotive program that's offered there, is you guys recently donated 6 2019 GMC and Chevrolet pickup trucks that came through the ASEP program. to various high schools around the Commonwealth.
That's correct. Yeah, it was a great opportunity.
Yeah, and these schools, I'm involved. I'm on the board of a couple of different schools, and Social Votech is one, and Weymouth High School is one of the other ones I'm on. And one of the things, every time I go to a board meeting, they always say, we need newer vehicles. We need newer vehicles. In fact, I think at Social Votech, the newest school vehicle they had to use was a 2011. So stepping up 8 more years to a 2019 and being a diesel, I think, makes it really interesting.
Yeah, like I said, it was just a great opportunity. General Motors and ASEP. So GM had a fleet of just over 200 of these trucks, what they call a captured test fleet. They were along the lines of a pre-production vehicle. They developed this brand-new diesel engine and put it into the half-ton pickup trucks. And I'm sure that a whole bunch of executives drove them, and they were probably loaned out to magazines and car review people, car and driver, whoever, so that they could try out the trucks and see what they thought and write reviews on them. And when they were done with the fleet, they wanted to put them to good use, so they offered them all to all the General Motors ASEP programs throughout the United States, Canada, and Alaska. With the idea that we could keep a couple and down donate the rest. So yeah. I got in a little competition with my counterpart down in Connecticut, and I ended up committing to 8 trucks.
And what's nice is, besides the fact that they're diesels and they're new diesels and something students may not and the instructors may not see that often, all the other technology, whether it's, ABS or, any of the other electronics in these trucks is about as new as it gets as far as training goes.
Yeah, absolutely. The truck itself was brand new, in that it was a newly designed vehicle. They just revised the design of the Chevy and GMC half ton product line back in 2019. So it was not only a new truck, but they also debuted that new engine as well.
Yes, which for students to see this sort of stuff, when a lot of times, especially in these COVID times, they're not taking in live work from outside the school. Now, maybe instructors and other employees of the school, they might be taking in some live work. But short of that, in some cases, the schools aren't taking in live work at all. They're just doing, they're just using the school vehicles, and having something new really makes it great for the kids.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's the latest technology, and these kids are getting exposed to it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Mass Bay Community College, the automotive program that is there, General Motors Automotive Service Education Program. But Mass Bay, not to take away from your program, but Mass Bay isn't just limited to ASEP either. You guys have, Toyota and Chrysler?
Toyota is in a 2-year degree program and also a certificate option. There's also Chrysler has a 2-year degree program, and BMW also has a 2-year degree program, all of us located in Ashland.
Yeah, and it's quite the facility in Ashland. I remember when I first was there, I think you guys were just in one building, and now you're in a couple, right?
Yeah, we keep growing and expanding.
Yeah, which is great, because there is a lot of opportunity for these students when they come out of the program. In fact, there's a lot of opportunity for the high school students as well. But every good shop I go by has a sign out that says technician wanted.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's a very high demand field. And, we're blessed with 99% placement rate upon graduation.
You kind of wonder what happened to that 1%.
Well, some people go on to a 4-year college.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. And some of them may be, you know, they once they get through to the four-year college, they may take some of what they learned and kind of maybe pivot it into something else. But, yeah, it is. And, you know, there's, you know, sometimes you hear some numbers out there that, you know, a technician today can, you know, make into the six figures. There are some that certainly do that, but most of them are making a little bit less than that. But they make it's a good solid pay, and you know, I was talking to, you know, somebody at a fairly good size family owned car dealership who had been there forever and ever, and he said, you know, we've because we pay our people pretty good, we treat them well. He said, you know, we've bought not in the real terms, but he says we've bought houses for people. You know, our guys and women have made a good income where they're able to live pretty well. They're enjoying themselves. They've started families, and that's what automotive education can be. Automotive education can be a taking what you learn in school and then taking it to the real world. You can make some good money and be able to have a good life, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've never looked for a job for very long, and I've been in the automotive field since the 80s. The other thing to keep in mind is a lot of these people that do automotive repair are the type of people that just could not handle sitting behind a desk. They want to work with their hands. They like to problem solve. They have a mechanical thinking process.
And the other thing, you know, I talk to, you know, students and technicians and in some case instructors, and one of the things that I've learned from them, and I'm the same way, is you almost never hire anybody else to do anything else around your house. You know, it's like, oh, I need to service my oil burner. Well, how hot is that? It's you know, there's something that looks like a coil, there's something that looks like a fuel injector, there's something that looks like a sensor. I can do that, you know. And it seems like, you know, there a lot of automotive technicians are, because of what they do under the hood, are plumbers and electricians at the same time.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, that's me.
And, I mean, I remember going to an air conditioner class 40 years ago, and the instructor said, if you can figure out how to fix this air conditioner, your beer will never be warm.
A man had to
retire. Yeah, and to some extent, he was right, because, it's a little different, but the basis is still the same.
Still the same.
You know, exactly. Yeah. So I think the idea that, you know, these folks who come out of school, whether it's come out of high school or come out of post-secondary programs like yours, and, you know, they just have, it's physically sometimes demanding. It's expensive if you buy tools, although I'm starting to see, I was talking to the folks over at Copeland Chevrolet in Brockton, and they actually provide the toolboxes now. So you kind of bring in the tools you want, so you don't have to, you know, you don't have to go out and, you know, buy a big tool storage. So because they wanted the shop to kind of look uniform at the same time. So there is a lot of that. And of course, you know, some people get kind of crazy with, you know, custom made stuff, but on the other hand, you can you are going to spend some money to be in this profession, but the profession can be really good to you.
Yeah, it's also, I find it very rewarding. You know, it's problem solved. Customer comes in with a concern, you diagnose it. Not everybody can diagnose a real difficult problem, but maybe you can, and when you're all done, you've got that pride of knowing that you figured it out.
Yeah, it really is, and that's why I continue to, you know, I don't work on cars anymore, but I continue to this day kind of, you know, as car questions come into me, you know, when I hear back from somebody and they said, you know, I brought my car to four different places and you were right, and you kind of feel good about that. And, you know, how did I get right? You know, I got lucky a little bit, but I did some research and I did some, you know, I did some kind of digging into it and kind of tried to make a logical progression of what could be wrong with the car, and that kind of stuff helps.
Yeah, understanding the systems and applying common sense and experience.
Yeah, absolutely. If people want more information about Mass Bay Community College and the automotive programs, is it just massbay.edu? EDU. No, absolutely. Hey, Paul, I want to thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your Saturday and joining us on the Car Doctor program. And thank you so much for donating these vehicles. Like I said, I work with the folks at South Shore Votech and Weymouth High School pretty regularly. I'm on their board, and I know the, I know some of the folks over at Keefe Tech and Minuteman, and I think Whittier is the only one that I haven't been up to in years. But yeah, it's great. It's great that the school and General Motors donated these vehicles and got the schools a little bit more up to date.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I love your show.
Hey, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. You know, if you could say one last thing to the students of today, what would it be? Besides put yourself
get a job,
on down.
Work hard, show up on time, put your phone down.
Yeah. Isn't it true how important it is just to show up and to be ready for work every day and be on time?
Yeah, you know, I'm from the generation where it was, you know, if you're there, that's half the battle kind of thing. And if you're there on time, that's three quarters of the battle.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe I'm a little older than you. If you're on time, you were late, was what I kind of learned. So,
and that's actually why I teach my students. You know, I tell them, if you're supposed to be there for 8 o'clock start, you should be there by quarter of 8, your toolbox open, you're standing in your bay ready for your first job before 8 o'clock.
Absolutely. Well, I guess we share that then too. I'm sorry you're that old then. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was Paul Bresnik. He is an automotive instructor and former graduate at Mass Bay Community College and in the automotive program. And just the idea that through the GM program that they donated all of these vehicles, and here regionally six 2019 GMC and Chevrolet diesel trucks, you know, because sometimes what happens with these vehicles, they just get crushed. But to use them for education is even better. And yeah, sometimes what happens is the schools, the GM donates the vehicles to the colleges, and they don't trickle down to the high schools, which essentially the students end up hopefully going to those schools. So, and, you know, there are sort of seats for everyone, whether you want to go to a private school or something like Mass Bay. Mass Bay is, you get a great education. It's, you know, compared to some of the other programs, it's pretty affordable, too. And if you stay there for 2 years, it's a two-year degree program. So you come out with an associate's degree, which in these days where, you know, maybe not in the auto repair field so much, do they look for associate's degrees? But maybe when you get a little bit older, you know, being able to have that kind of, you know, on your resume to say that you have an associate's degree is pretty good. So I kind of mentioned during the little bit of Facebook Live thing I did, I'm back home. I was actually in Florida for 2 weeks, and automotive education, I got off the plane at 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, last Sunday morning, and there was somebody in front of me, and they were carrying, my wife noticed, they were carrying a kind of a gym bag, and it said Ford AAA Auto Skills Contest. And I said to the guy, I said, when were you in that? And he goes, 2016, he said, what a great program that was. And it was similar, you know, Ford had a training program just like GM does. And we used to run this program for high school kids. And he was actually from Maine. He said he came in third place in what was probably the last contest that ever was of the Ford AAA Auto Skills. So, and again, real proud that he was there. So, you know, automotive education, great thing. So, but check out massbay.edu and check out the automotive program. We need to take a break, pay some bills. My name is John Paul. This is the Car Doctor program. We will be right back. If it's local you want, it's local we have. Your local connection, North Shore 104.9. Hi, it's Hank Morse. Join me weekday mornings. We'll have local news, entertainment, music to get you going, and lots of laughs. Laugh and learn weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on your local connection, North Shore 104.9.
Hello, Bill Pickles here from Aubuchon Hardware in Ipswich.
Along with Michelle over in Beverly.
You know, as much as we all hate to admit it, winter is just around the corner. And living in the Northeast, we know it can snow at any time.
Don't get caught scrambling at the last minute to pick up the essentials, like driveway markers, ice melt, traction sand, and shovels. Your local Aubuchon Hardware stores in Beverly and Ipswich are stocked up and ready to help you tackle whatever Mother Nature brings us this year.
Aubuchon Hardware, fixing New England right up since 1908.
Waring is a liberal arts and sciences school in Beverly. I'm Tim Averill, debate coach. Students in grades 6 through 12 at Waring focus on high academic standards, risk-taking, and respect. Please register for the next informational webinar. Tuesday, December 1st at 5 p.m., join us online and hear from our faculty as they discuss their role in shaping your child's future. Visit Waring School for a limited-size, in-person group tour on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. To register for a tour or webinar, go to waringschool.org.
Season's greetings and happy holidays from everyone at Gibley's Menswear. At Gibley's, they've been providing the finest menswear and personalized service for over 50 years. They offer online and in-store service as well as curbside pickup for all your holiday needs. Find them at Gibley's.com and on Route 114 in Danvers.
Stable businesses form the backbone of strong communities, and nothing provides greater advantage than having strong business banking professionals behind you. Since 1846, businesses on Cape Ann have leveraged the strength and stability of Cape Ann Savings Bank to grow and thrive. Let's talk about your business. Call 978-283-0246 or visit capeannsavingsbank.com to learn how we can help you grow your business your way. Cape Ann Savings Bank, built on stability.
Member FDIC, member DIF.
Hey, winter time and cold weather's coming. Join AAA today. You'll be ready for the winter. Have a dead battery. I hope not. A flat tire? Certainly hope not. Engine that won't start? Well, that's not so good either. With AAA membership, those are just minor inconveniences. Visit AAA.com/join to get your membership now. And what's kind of neat, too, is you can actually pay monthly now, which, so if you don't want to write a check at once, you can pay by the month. So join, go to AAA.com/join, and you're all set. There you go. Hey, I kind of teased this morning on Facebook. I got an old buddy on the phone here with a car problem. My former producer, executive producer, Dennis. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, John?
Good. How are you?
Hey,
all
right.
What's the matter?
So, my lovely wife, Libby, purchased a 2020 Mazda CX-5.
Yeah.
And just the day on October 30th, she picked it up, that nice snowstorm that we got. And it's fine. It's great. It just, this past couple weeks, we noticed that there's a weird squeaking sound, mostly when she hits the brakes. It sounds kind of like a spring or something, like, just like a squeaky spring, and we don't know what it is. Do you have any idea?
Does it do it when you're sitting still? Like if you just stopped and you step on the brake, do you hear it then, or do you hear it, or does the car have to be moving?
It has to be moving.
Okay.
And I thought I heard it when we went over some speed bumps, but she's like, I was hitting the brake, so I'm not sure if it's.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Is it a noise that comes when the brakes are on or the suspension is bouncing up and down? Like when you step on the brake, it's just normal that the nose of the car dips down and then lifts back up. But if you drive over like a bumpy road, you don't think you hear it?
No, definitely not as it's going over bumps. Unless it's like I said, unless she's hitting the brake as she's going over a speed bump.
Yeah. It's possible, I suppose, that... Now, does it do it all the time?
It's... Well, Lib, does it do it all the time? No.
No. Yeah. Uh-oh. Lib's talking.
Yeah, she's...
So. Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely saying it's tied to the brakes.
Yeah. And, you know, at this point, you know, take it back to the dealer. They'll take the wheels off. And, you know, maybe, you know, it's so new that, I mean, it's possible that they, that the brake pads that are in it, either have, like, a brake pad is a metal piece with this mm-hmm. friction material that's kind of glued to it. The friction material occasionally can get, like, a hard spot in it, which can make a noise. So it's possible they might just say, hey, look, we're just going to change the brake pads and, you know, see where it goes from there. I have seen, not in Mazdas so much, but I've seen Hondas where they had a problem with the brakes would make a noise and they would just, they came out with a different design brake pad. You know, chances are it's 100% safe. It's not a problem. So, but still, it wouldn't hurt to go back and just say, hey, look, I'm getting this brake noise. And the one thing that you kind of, if possible, is to be able to go out with them, because what's going to happen is you're going to bring it in there and they're going to go, yeah, we didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Because they took it around the building and it didn't make a noise. So, but it would be nice to be able to demonstrate it to them and show them what the noise is.
Okay.
All right. Before I let you go, I sent you an email about binge watch your favorite road trip movies. Have you started?
Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah. Have you started to do that yet?
No. Well, Thanksgiving and stuff came around, and we had some decorating stuff to do, and I haven't had time.
Yeah, but you kind of like those kind of movies, so
yeah, I do.
But the idea, it's Empire Car Cover. It's they're a car cover company. They make boat covers and all kinds of stuff. But they came out with this contest where you binge watch your favorite movies, and you can maybe win $1,000 watching movies. And I know you and your son, you're trying to get your son all interested in movies, right?
Yes, we are. Yes, I am.
So
absolutely.
And these are sort of road trip holiday movies, so it's all the kind of you know, silly fun holiday movies that involve a road trip. So
all right.
So you're gonna win. If you win $1,000, you're gonna like you know, take me to Taco Bell or something.
Absolutely. When we all can go out again, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah. So if you know, not to give it away from you, but if other people want to try this, it's empirecovers.com road trip movie contest is how people find out. So, and you got to sign up for it. So,
yep.
But there you go. Hey, so I would go back to the dealer and did you get this from Quirk?
No, we got it from. Well, now Prime. It used to be the Mazda Gallery.
Yep. I would go back and just say to him, hey, look, you know, I'm getting this weird noise. Can I take someone out for a ride and see if I can get you to hear what I'm talking about? That would be great if you could do that.
Okay.
All right. And I'll keep my eyes open and see if I see any kind of a technical service bulletin. It's a little too early right now. Is it a 2020 or 2021?
2020.
2020. Yeah, it's a little early for me to get them, but I may still see them here and there. So I'll keep an eye out, and if I see something, I'll let you know.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
All right.
Nice hearing
all right.
From you. Take
well,
care. Nice talking to you.
All right. See you, Dennis. All right.
Talk to
take
you
care. Bye bye. Now, one of the things that Dennis and I used to talk about all the time was, you know, he always wanted a flying car, and the city of Orlando hopes to have airborne alternative to Uber and Lyft operational by 2025. City officials last week, Dennis is a big Disney guy too, so this could all work out. City officials last week announced a partnership with Lilium, a German aviation company, to build what amounts to the first flying car hub in the U.S. They said an electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft with a top speed of 135 miles an hour will carry up to 4 passengers at a time, in addition to a pilot. Traveling from Tampa, Florida, about 85 miles away, will take less than half an hour. This is truly the Jetsons coming to reality in Central Florida's backyard, according to the mayor of Orlando, Jerry Deming. The 7-acre Lake Nona Viriport, I guess is how they pronounce it, adjacent to Orlando's International Airport, will be subject to Federal Aviation Administration oversight. Passengers can book their travel via a smartphone app, and the cost initially would be similar to a first-class airfare, but would decline as the service becomes more popular, officials said. The 2019 Morgan Stanley report projected a $1.4 trillion to $2.9 trillion market for flying cars, but they said it wouldn't be common until closer to 2040. I don't think I'm going to be common at 2040 either. So, but the idea of a kind of a flying Uber thing, last week, well, for the last 2 weeks, actually, if you thought the show sounded a little bit different, I was in the tin house in Florida for 2 weeks, so our little mobile home in Florida, and I was doing the program from there. And one of the biggest challenges was getting the internet hooked up down there, because well, there were some promises, it didn't happen, and you know, and then actually the installer who came out did an outstanding job. I pre-wired everything. I ran the wire to the outside of the house so they could find it all. But so I set up in our little screen room so I could do the program from there. And but we had pretty good luck. We had never, as a couple, I guess, taken an Uber or Lyft before. We got out of the airport, I think it was at 7 o'clock at night, 2 weeks ago Saturday, and hit the Lyft app on my phone. About 5 minutes later, Marlon, the Lyft driver, showed up in a blue 2016 Toyota Camry, took us to our house, which was about an hour and 15 minutes away. The Uber drive was more expensive than the JetBlue airfare tickets. Right now, if you want to fly, and JetBlue did a pretty good job, I think, of sanitizing the planes in between people. They went in there with one of those fogger things. The flight down, they kept us pretty socially distant. My wife and I were seated together, but this aisle seat was empty. The aisle seat on the other side was empty, and a couple were sitting next to each other. So you felt like there was some distancing a little bit. On the flight back, though, I got to tell you, the flight was full. It was like the old days. Even though the airport wasn't busy, the flight was full. But JetBlue, pretty comfortable plane to fly on. And, again, the Uber drive or Lyft drive was more expensive than the airfare, which gives you an idea of what's going on with the air prices these days. In fact, the AAA survey showed that air travel is down about 75% over the Thanksgiving holiday, although car travel was only down about 5% when we did the survey. But talking to the TSA people, this past weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, was the highest TSA travel numbers that they've seen since before the pandemic. So I was thinking about coming into the studio, but I decided where I was on planes and Ubers and everything, rather than get Biff sick just in case I had anything, I decided to stay home instead. So I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to self-quarantine. I also got a COVID test a couple days ago just in case my wife and I are feeling fine, but just in case there was something, we just wanted to make sure that we would be okay. I think it's about time for us to take another break. Our buddy Paul from Braintree sent me a little thing. He says, might be a topic for today's show. I'll have to read what that is in between the break here. My name is John Paul. This is the Car Doctor Program. Why don't you give us a call at 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. We'll be right back.
So you need a car, but you don't have the cash. Misho Mitsubishi.
At Misho Mitsubishi, it's all about the Black Friday sale, and it's going on now. Go to Misho Mitsubishi in Danvers so Kevin, Zach, and the whole Misho Mitsubishi family can help you find a new vehicle at a great discount. Misho Mitsubishi specials include a brand new 7-passenger Outlander all-wheel drive up to $5,000 off. You can get the brand new Outlander Sport, also $5,000 off. And the Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, you guessed it, $5,000 off. Misho Mitsubishi is doubling down on the best-selling plug-in hybrid SUV in the world. Get up to $10,000 off select models of the Outlander PHEV all-wheel drive. And now through the end of the month, go to Misho Mitsubishi for an extra $500 off any new purchase and 0% financing until the end of this month. Black Friday sales event at Misho Mitsubishi. It's happening now. Visit MishoAuto.com.
Misho Mitsubishi. M-I-C-H-A-U-G.
Could you use a little extra money for Christmas? Cash for Gold is paying cash for broken, unused, or unwanted jewelry, sterling silver sets, gold, silver, platinum coins, and much more. Stop by at 185 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton, right across from Richardson's Ice Cream Batting Cages. They'll test your items while you watch and pay you cash on the spot. Check out their great reviews at cashforgoldmiddleton.com. Cash for Gold has a warm and friendly atmosphere, and no appointment is needed. Bill and Hank are looking forward to seeing you. Cashforgoldmiddleton.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Wiles from Agway and Danvers. Stop in now and stock up on your early order wild bird food sale. You can't beat these prices. Our seasoned firewood is clean, hand-loaded, and aged for over a year. We also stock coal, four types of wood pellets, and Evian blocks. We also deliver. Come in and check out our great selection of pet toys, pet foods, brands like Fromm, Taste of the Wild, and Loyal. Pick up your leaf totes, leaf rakes, and your leaf bags.
Visit 9 Wenham Street for Agway of Danvers.
Hi, it's Bill Pickles from Aubuchon Hardware. Make sure you join us this Sunday morning at 6:30
for Dirty Work Cars by Aubuchon to talk about all your home projects. Dirty Work
this Sunday, 6:30 a.m.
on North Shore 104.9.
Join AAA today and you'll be road ready for the winter. Have a dead battery, flat tire, or unresponsive engine? With a AAA membership, those are just minor inconveniences. Their trained technicians will work fast to get you back on the road. And if they need to tow you, they'll bring your car to the service provider of your choice. Visit AAA.com/join to get your membership now. That's AAA.com/join.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mark Rosenthal. Here is your North Shore 104.9 forecast serving the North Shore and the Merrimack Valley. For today, variable clouds, some sun, maybe a shower. Temps not far from 50. Clearing and cold overnight, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, lots of sun, a few clouds. It'll be close to 50. Then becoming rainy and windy on Monday, low and mid-50s. More rain likely for Monday night into a portion of Tuesday. With a forecast being brought to you by the Berry Tavern on High Street in Danvers. The Berry Tavern is now open for outside patio dining and indoor dining while continuing to offer curbside pickup, takeout, and delivery through local delivery companies. They serve North End Italian specialties like veal parmesan and chicken bevinotto, along with homemade pasta and sauce, as well as brick oven pizza. They also serve salads, soups, sandwiches, steak tips, burgers, fries, along with cocktails, beer, and wine. Call the Berry Tavern, 978-777-2377 for reservations. Check out their menu online by going to berrytavern.com. For local North Shore, 1049, I'm Mark Rosenthal.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Program, 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. Phone lines are open if you would like to join us. Paul from Braintree sent me an email, and it says, automakers have learned to buy brand loyalty early on. This comes from something called The Drive, and it says, and that's not just for consumers. It goes for technicians working on cars, similar to what GM did, I guess. In fact, car makers have been known to supply technical schools with automotive repair programs with their own vehicles to equip the techs of tomorrow with vehicles of today. Only thing is they have to be destroyed after the purpose has been served. I remember my high school got a donation of a pickup truck, and for years afterwards they still had it. And the school was actually using it as a plow truck at one point, which was kind of funny because I don't think that was ever its intent. But such was the case apparently 6 years ago, when Fiat Chrysler ordered schools and colleges across the country to destroy 93 different Dodge Vipers. Dodge Viper is an interesting donation that had been donated for educational purposes. The rarest of the rare belonged to South Puget Sound Community College in Washington, a beautiful pre-production hardtop Viper set among the, a slew of beige mobiles. It's Viper GTS blue paint, white stripes, unmistakable in the crowd. It was the college pride and joy, making them look cool and relevant, according to the school spokesperson. Moreover, it was the fourth Viper ever produced, skyrocketing its value to an estimated $250,000 back in 2014. Students at the college were so devastated that they even started a petition to convince the automaker to roll back its decision to crush the car. Now, this wasn't a surprise to the school. When they agreed to take the Vipers as a learning tool, they all signed agreements which outlined how the vehicles would be used and eventually retired when FCA made the call to have the vehicles destroyed. It was determined that the car's technology was no longer relevant. Well, the first Viper's technology wasn't all that relevant anyway. They had no ABS. They had no traction control. They didn't have, it was an electronic fuel injected V10, but in a six-speed manual, maybe seven, I don't remember now. But it wasn't exactly a modern-feeling car inside. It was never designed to be. But so they decided, including VIN number 4 was designed for the scrap heap. It says, keep in mind, Fiat Chrysler was still technically own these vehicles despite them living out their days at a trade school. And while being no longer technically relevant, it became a liability to have them sitting around with no longer being used for students to learn on. I think they just wanted to get rid of them before they ended up, before the school ended up selling them or pulling the engine out and selling the engine or doing something like that. It was rumored that at least two of these pre-production units made their way onto public roads and were involved in accidents, I don't like that word, crashes, though Fiat Chrysler denied that any legal proceedings related to the Vipers, which were donated to educational institutions at the time. I know another school that they had a donation, and the school actually had a repair plate, and the teacher would drive the donated car. I wouldn't be surprised if it was something like that, too.
Excuse me, car doctor. We have Bob from Lynn on the phone. Bob is a new listener from the North Shore, a very loyal 104.9 listener. And, Doc, he has a question about his Infiniti and high-test fuel. So are you there, Bob?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I have a 2004 Infiniti I-35, and when you go to fill the tank with gas, where the filler cap is a decal. It says, for best performance, use premium fuel.
Okay.
So I put in regular fuel, and I've been doing it for a while now, and it works fine, but I hear this pinging noise from the engine, and I'm wondering if I'm damaging the engine, or should I just continue to do what I'm doing?
Well, it's odd that you would hear a pinging noise at all, because that engine actually has a sensor in it that should prevent pinging from happening. So it's odd that that would be the case. If it pinged, it should only ping for literally a split second. So just, the blink of an eye, it might, if you were real quiet, maybe you'd hear it for just literally a second or so, and that should be about it.
It appears that it pings only when I'm going like on an incline and I'm asking for more fuel.
Right. And that's when engine ping or detonation would happen. But the engine should compensate for that. That's why it says premium fuel recommended and not required, because the NOx sensor in that should keep anything bad from happening. And in fact, we did some tests at work at AAA where we tested a variety of different vehicles that similar to yours, where it said premium fuel recommended, and we measured fuel economy and engine power, and in most cases we saw no difference whatsoever from using 93 octane in a car that recommended premium to using 87 octane in that same car. In fact, in some cases, when we stepped the octane up to the highest grade, up to 93, we actually saw fuel economy go down rather than up, which kind of surprised us when we looked at the test results. But in theory, you shouldn't harm the engine, although I would want to maybe bring the car to a shop and have them check the knock sensor and make sure it's operating normally, that it's not maybe getting a little bit lazy. The other thing you could try to do, you said this car is 2004?
Yes, 2004.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a 16-year-old car, if my math is correct. So the other thing you could do is I would run a couple of tanks. What brand gas do you use mostly?
Costco.
Okay. I would use a couple of brands of either Shell, Citgo, Mobil, BP maybe. Those gasolines are considered top-tier gasoline, which means that they have an additional additive package in them which helps clean up carbon inside the engine. As engines get older, they get carbon that builds up in the combustion chambers, and it will slightly raise the compression of the engine and cause a little bit of knocking and pinging. The other thing you could try is go to an auto parts store and buy some fuel additive. One of them is called Techron, T-E-C-H-R-O-N, and it's a fuel injector cleaner. And again, it's Techron, T-E-C-H-R-O-N.
Okay.
And what it does is it cleans away any of the carbon deposits that build up inside the engine. And you may find that by doing that, and going back to just regular driving, that that you don't hear the ping and knock anymore.
Got it. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, sure thing. Take care.
Have a good rest
Bye-bye.
Of your day.
You as well. The rest of my day, I think, is going to be cleaning the gutters on my house. So it'll be a good rest of the day if I don't fall off the ladder. So that's my plan. So we were talking about that earlier. Getting back to this, Chrysler, picking up all these Vipers. It says 6 years later, with the Vipers out of production, Fiat Chrysler ordered these gems to be crushed to become overlooked and extremely unfortunate footnote in the history of the car. Unfortunately, all of these cars have gone the way of the EV1. GM had this great little electric car called the EV1, which did the same thing. It ended up in a lot of Votech schools, and they were also kind of dragged away to the crusher at the end. But some of them do, some of them don't. When I was involved with the Ford AAA Auto Skills Program, the Ford donated a whole bunch of Ford Rangers that were involved in floods, and the schools had to just sign an agreement that said they wouldn't sell the car and it'd be used for educational purposes only. And the title, they did get the titles to the car, but they, right on the title, it was stamped that the vehicles couldn't be resold for any purpose. So, and I think some of the schools still probably have these Ford Rangers that were kicking around for a long, long period of time. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's great when rather than some of these cars just ending up at a crusher somewhere, that they can go to the schools, and I think that's always a good thing that they can be used that way. And not that I have any problem with Costco gasoline, by the way, but if you go to toptiergas.com, you can find out which gasoline has this extra additive package in it. And I always thought that gas was gas, basically. There was no real difference between one gasoline and another. And what I found out was doing these tests, our AAA engineering department down in our national office did these tests and found out there truly is top tier. There is something to top tier gasoline. It does make a difference. So there you go. There's all I know about that. Here's something I didn't know about, but the folks over at IC Cars found that Black Friday is typically one of the days of the year that most used car deals, that most car dealers are providing a little bit better deal. So what is Black Friday anymore? I bought tires when I was on vacation at a Black Friday deal. It was for 2 weeks. So, but right now, according to the study, it says we can anticipate Black Friday used car deals in 2020 given pandemic-related inventory shortages. The Chevrolet Bolt save about 10%, Nissan Versa about 8%, Toyota Sienna, Kia Forte, Nissan Sentra about 7%, Prius another 7%, Kia Soul almost 7%. So you can save some money. very subtly in the background, I hear a little bit of music, which I think means it's time for us to take a break. Is that true, Biff?
Touche, you are correct, yes.
I thought you were right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't we take that quick break? And when we come back, I'll talk about the Hyundai Ioniq. Kind of an electric car of sorts. We'll be right back. My name is John Paul. This is the Car Doctor Program. You're listening on North Shore 104.9. We'll be right back.
Hey, Grampy, that was a great Thanksgiving. Tell me again what you're thankful for.
Well, let's see. I'm thankful for
the Nissan year-end sales event, which is $29.95 cash or trade-down, plus their normally starved cost, lease the all-new 2021 Nissan Rogue SV all-wheel drive for only $219 a month.
I was going to say our family, friends, and my health, but that's a great deal on the new Rogue. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for our family, too, and pumpkin pie.
Hey, how's that for making it easy?
That's the Kelly way!
So many mattress companies have a gimmick. At Gardner Mattress, there are no gimmicks because they manufacture mattresses with superior craftsmanship. Alan Gardner founded Gardner Mattress 87 years ago. Their mattresses are custom made and reasonably priced. Why go to a showroom that just sells mattresses when you can go to Gardner Mattress, where they hand make the mattresses? All three showrooms are sanitized daily: Salem, Newton, and Woburn. Online at GardnerMattress.com.
The Gardner Mattress Black Friday Sale, Friday, November 27th through Sunday the 29th. Save 15% off everything in the store, plus free delivery up to $99.
Hi, Matt Shepard here of Three Lantern Marine in Gloucester. Now, through Christmas Eve, come in and save at least 10% store-wide. Save 15% on fishing tackle and gear. Many other brands and products will have deeper discounts, as well as closeout specials. Exclusions may apply. See store for details. We are open 8 to 5 each weekday and until 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Find great deals for the boating and fishing enthusiast in your life. Gift cards also available. We are located at 7 Parker Street in Gloucester and online at threelanternmarine.com.
Join AAA today and you'll be road ready for the winter. Have a dead battery, flat tire, or unresponsive engine? With a AAA membership, those are just minor inconveniences. Their trained technicians will work fast to get you back on the road. And if they need to tow you, they'll bring your car to the service provider of your choice. Visit AAA.com/join to get your membership now. That's AAA.com/join.
Hi, I'm Karen Hansen, licensed partner of Engel & Volkers by the Sea. We're thrilled to be the presenting sponsor of the Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce's Love Cape Ann Auction. The online event is from Monday, November 16th through Saturday, the 28th, with a live virtual auction on the last day at 7 p.m. A portion of the proceeds will benefit local small businesses hit hardest by the pandemic. Bid on incredible trips to Tuscany and African safaris, local and regional getaways, amazing art and restaurant and retail gift cards. Details at capefanchamber.com.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Program. Let's go real quick to our buddy John in Norwood. John, good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, John. I changed the plugs in my girlfriend's 2013 Civic.
All right.
And I thought that the gap was like 0.044. I bought the recommended, you know, factory plug.
Yeah.
And they all needed to be adjusted. But then when I actually checked the old ones, they didn't seem to be gapped at that recommended number.
Yeah.
How important is it that those gaps be spot on?
Is this got the 1.4 or the 1.8 or the 2.4 engine in?
Yeah, 1.8.
1.8. It's spark plug gap is, you know, no matter how you look at it, spark plug gap is important, but it's important. Yeah. So.
Okay.
You know, so you want to make sure that, you know, the spark plug's gapped the way it's supposed to be, and
I've heard that, like, sometimes you buy them and they're like pre-gapped these days. But I don't know how that could really work if they're made for multiple cars. I mean,
yeah, it
wouldn't they
it,
all?
Yeah, you're right. You know, spark plug gap is, you know, the idea that they're pre-gapped. They're supposed to be, let's see, what are they supposed to be? 0.39 to 0.43 is what they're supposed to be.
Okay, so that is smaller than I think that I needed, so it would need to be adjusted. I don't know, I just was surprised
where did you
when
think I, you, where did you curiosity think you had it?
Looked at one of the old plugs, and it didn't seem to be...
Usually with these plugs with the little tapered, you know, electrode, there isn't a whole lot of bending that goes on in there, and they do. That's why they come with the little cardboard covers on them so they don't get damaged. And you know, some people will say to me, you don't need to gap them, but I always like to check them just because you never know. You know, as they're coming through the factory, one could have got dropped. You know, iridium tip spark plugs, which are the high mileage plugs, I mean, they usually say don't adjust the gap. But you still want to look and make sure it's somewhere in that, you know, 1 millimeter range, which is pretty, you know, which is not, you know, a wide gap by any means. Where did you think they're gapped at?
The old ones?
Yeah.
I think at, is it 0.04?
Okay. Yeah, so and what happens is the gap grows with age. So as the spark plug wears and as the heat from the engine, the gap will widen with age. So that's not unusual to take a plug out and see it a little bit wider than what it is when it goes in. So, again, it should be about somewhere in that 0.39 to 0.43 range is what Honda says it should be. With just about any kind of NGK or Denso spark plug. So that's what it calls for.
Yeah, these were definitely the NGK laser.
Yep. And a little bit of anti-seize on the plug threads, put them in and snug them up, and that's about it.
Yep, that's what I did.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks, we got to go. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm willing to bet our buddy Joe Piantedosi is in the studio. Let's see if I...
Good morning, John. I am here. How are you, sir?
I am good. So what's up for Breaking Bread today?
Well, today I've got a great show. I have no stranger to the North Shore community, North Shore Music Theater general manager and COVID survivor, Karen Nesson-Benny, and she has quite a story to tell. We almost lost her, and unfortunately she lost her husband and father-in-law during a really bad case of COVID early on in when it first came out in March. So she's here live in studio. We're going to hear her directly. She worked at the station for 16 years, so she's she knows her way around the waves, and she's just a wonderful human being. And I'm so delighted to see her in person. I'm emotional about it. So happy to have her. And I also have local farmer, philanthropist, environmentalist John Fallon, who is from Beverly, and he's got quite a story to tell. He's been growing fruit and produce in a stretch of land in Beverly for charity, and he's going to be live in studio as well. So we've got two great guests with two really warm-hearted stories, so stay tuned.
It's always, you know, every time I listen to your program, I always come away a little bit more refreshed.
Oh, well, nice to hear. I love your show as well. You've helped me quite a bit with my car situation, so thank you for that. And I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving as well,
I hope you did as well. And a little bit different this year, the new normal Thanksgiving, but I think we got through it okay. So I want to encourage everybody who's listening, stay listening. Listen to Joe Piantedosi and Breaking Bread. Always a great program coming up. And I want to thank our producer, Biff, for doing the fantastic job he always does. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And until next week, make sure you wear your seatbelt, drive safely, be good to your car, and wash your hands. We'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.